Thank you. I was saying is that the last item that we had scheduled for open session was the report out from the ED CFO search committee, which I was told would be like 10 minutes just a report. If we could take that very quickly, and then we could decide what we're doing with the rest of the evening in terms of executive session, dinner, et cetera. So if there's no objection, I'd like to let Alex go ahead and give that report, and we will have at least completed all the business we said we'd complete in open session for this afternoon. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Okay. I'm just going to report out basically a little bit of the history of the committee, what we did, and then at the end there are some recommendations. The recommendations are my own, not the committee's, because the committee did not really have time to make those kind of recommendations, but they're just food for thought. So let me start. The seven-member EDCFO search committee was established by the PNB sometime back in September. I don't remember the exact date. We had our first meeting in October. First several meetings were all in open session. During that time, we wrote from scratch the job description of the ED and CFO position. Actually, the CFO position description was already written out by the PNB. We rewrote the ED job description. The committee decided on venues where the job would be advertised and deadlines for returning applications. Our original deadline of November 30th had to be extended a couple of times due to lack of time to post ads and insufficient responses. Our final deadline was January 18th, 2013, for the submission of applications for the ED and CFO position. We began the process of reviewing applications immediately after the January 18th deadline passed. The search committee started meeting in executive session on February 1st, 2013 to consider the applications and the selection process. From that meeting, we reported out the following in open session of the Pacifica National Board. Quote, the executive search committee of the Pacifica National Board meeting in executive session on February 1st, 2013 discussed individual applicants for the ED and CFO position. We discussed the need to get guidance from our human resource consultant about interview questions and the overall process of selection of candidates and the need to be in compliance with EEOC regulations. The chair will obtain guidance in this area from Pacifica's HR consultant. In addition, the committee also agreed on the following timeline. Committee members would try to present their top 10 candidates during the week. The next meeting of the committee on February 8th would narrow down that list of candidates to 5 for the CFO and 5 for the ED position. These candidates would be invited to participate in telephonic interviews with committee members during the week of February 8th through February 14th. If the committee feels there are sufficient number of qualified candidates in each job category, it will select 3 candidates for the CFO position and 3 candidates for the ED position from the pool of applicants that were interviewed during the preceding week. The committee will recommend the candidates thus selected for a second interview by the Pacifica National Board at its in-person meeting in New York. The PNB will make the final decision of a possible offer of employment for the CFO and ED position after interviewing the candidates. On our meeting of February 8th, we passed the following motions. HR shall perform reference and background checks of the final candidates selected by the PNB at the in-person meeting. Also, the references shall be checked by HR of the pool of candidates to be interviewed for the EDCFO by the EDCFO committee. The finalist pool will be interviewed in person at the meeting in New York. Committee agreed to interview 7 people for the CFO position. And we also agreed to extend the deadline for applications for the ED position until May 31st, 2013. Okay. And the following motion was presented and passed by the Pacifica National Board at February 11th, I think. Resolved that the Pacifica Foundation invite the 3 finalists for the CFO position that will be recommended by the EDCFO Search Committee to participate in face-to-face interviews in New York at Pacifica's expense during the meeting of the Pacifica National Board on the weekend of February 22nd to 25th. We held interviews on February We interviewed three people on February 12th and another three people on February 14th. We held an executive session meeting on February 15th, at which time we selected the three final candidates that we are inviting and we have invited to participate for interviews in New York. And all those arrangements have been made, and they will be here for interviews. And let me just, that's sort of the bare bones factual background. Let me just give you my recommendations based on my experience of how this went and maybe how it could be improved for future search committees. So I'm sure you will have them in the future. Number one, get HR involved early in the process. They can be very helpful with suggestions for where to place advertisements, the language of a job description and an advertisement, budget considerations, interview guidelines, EEOC requirements, and pitfalls. The committee spent a lot of time trying to sort of reinvent the wheel in all this in these areas. Two, do not try to use roll-at-your-own software for the collection and dissemination of confidential documents. There is software available for collecting applications and making them available to committee members in a secure manner. Again, HR should be consulted in this process because that's the kind of software they're familiar with. Proposed deadlines should be realistic and should take account of delays, especially when advertising in a printed publication that comes out only, like, say, once every couple of weeks or once a month. Include a salary range in the job advertisement, relocation requirements, etc. Yeah. It is important to be upfront about the nature of the job rather than be surprised later. Do not compose an overly lengthy job description that tries to include every duty you expect the candidate to carry out. I say that because if I recall, the full PNB spent something like two sessions working on the job description. Maybe it was three sessions on the CFO and the ED job description. We never completed the ED job description. That was left for the committee, and the committee spent another two sessions completing that one. So that was kind of a lot for not you know, I don't think that we got a much of a bang for our buck on that one. Keep the search committee down to a small number of people. Our committee of seven people worked well. I think you want maybe probably no more than seven people, no less than five people. Something between five and seven seems to work well for a committee like that. When selecting members of the committee, try to send those members who will share in the workload of the committee. A search committee has a particularly intense workload. In order for it to work, the members of the committee must be able to perform different tasks. One person cannot do it all. Those are my recommendations, and that's my summary of the work of the EDCFO Search Committee.
Questions?
Thank you. Yes, open session questions. And Alex had asked also to when we go into closed session. So Dan and then Margie.
So Alex, could you explain?
Microphone.
Use the microphone.
And Alex, why don't we do with you what we did with other people, which is allow them to ask all their questions, and you could just take notes and answer them in one batch. So in case there's a bunch, I don't know yet. Thanks.
Watch.
So my question is just to have you explain why the process for the ED was extended.
The committee did not feel it had a sufficient number of qualified candidates from the ones that, you know, the applications that were returned.
I don't know.
Margie? Yeah,
I don't know if my question is to Alex or to Summer, but I'm wondering, we're going to interview these candidates tomorrow morning.
Correct.
And I don't know about other people, but I've never seen their resumes, and I don't generally participate in interviews when I haven't looked at a resume. So
it was suggested by Alex, and I concur. We've had our lawyer here all day, but that, frankly, we should just go straight from... Well, he didn't suggest the timing, but that we review that stuff this evening for like an hour, at least discuss the parameters of what we're going to do, look at their interviews. We don't have time to listen to their audio interviews tonight and interview them, but we could at least go over their resumes and have some discussion. Yeah. And we were sent sample questions by Nia. So I was going to suggest to this board that we, rather than breaking for dinner and coming back and being exhausted, that maybe we just try to go till 8 or something, you know, in closed session. Ask everyone to leave, okay. Cover the CFO stuff,
etc. But will we be given copies of the resumes? That's what I'm curious.
I brought printed copies of all the resumes.
Yes, Alex has that part under control.
I just wanted to make sure everybody signed their confidentiality agreements before those were given out. I don't know if that's happened or not.
We have them printed. They are ready to be signed. We can do it at the front of this session.
That's what Nia was coming over talking to me earlier, was sending us stuff to make sure we had it all for when we go into closed. Correct, Nia?
I'm the secretary of the CFO search committee, and we did pass a motion asking that all of the resumes be distributed to the full board by Tuesday of this last week. So that was, so these new arrangements have been made post the committee. I just wanted to go on record with that. And Nia Bediako is also on the committee. The committee was also included Ken Aaron, who is not here, Ivan Elsame, who is in the
Africa.
No, but he's out of the country. And Afia Wangaza. So that was the, and Teresa Allen, who is here. So there are two members left on the PMB that were on that committee, and two more who are present but are termed out.
Thank you, Lydia. And I wasn't aware that those resumes were supposed to have been distributed on Tuesday.
Let me clarify that. I asked Pacifica's HR consultant about this because I did have a question, because some of the people on this board had not signed confidentiality agreements, and she felt it was better just to print them out and distribute them at the meeting or as soon as possible after they've signed the confidentiality agreement. So.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't in on this part of the conversation. Sorry. Serene.
Just to follow up on that point, I'm not quite sure if the staff is telling the board what to do, or the board is asking, or the board is telling the staff what. Did I get that right? You understand my point here? So if the board committee, if the people who've actually done the work and looked at the resumes, think that we should have them, I'm not sure that a consultant gets to say that we shouldn't have them. And it used to be that reports were in a week ahead of time, so people showed up at meetings, not where they were sitting in a 12-hour meeting with massive documents of some importance to not digest, because you're getting them as you're discussing them. And now we're supposed to interview people tomorrow morning, and sometime between getting out of here, whatever that is, and some of you are staying here, some of us have to travel, and we're supposed to read resumes, compare, and not good.
If I can clarify, I was not consulted on this. The HR consultant comes from our HR company, which comes from our insurance company, to prevent further litigation, since we are an extensively litigated against organization. I imagine she was giving what she thought was probably the best HR advice. I know the committee was consulting with the HR consultant at some point in this process, but
well, I would think in that case, if in fact the consultant came back with information that was contrary to what the committee had voted, that ought to have been at least conveyed to the committee, so that they could make a decision or make a recommendation.
That.
No, actually, there's no response needed. It's a statement. But I do have one question. It would be useful to me if the people who were, all of the people who are on the committee, those who are, obviously those who are on the board will be here, but those who are no longer on the board, if they're available to participate in the executive session, it would be useful to me to be able to have them there. I know Yvonne is out of the country, but if Ken Aaron and Afia, I would not necessarily participate in the interviews, but at least in the post-interview discussions, it would be useful, I think, and there is no harm. They can sign your confidentiality agreement, too.
I'm sure that would require a board vote, because that would be very unusual.
Let me clarify this again. I was under the impression that people who would have signed their confidentiality agreement sometime after you went into session on Friday. So the fact that this committee was bogged down in internal bickering and didn't actually get to work is not something I anticipated.
Don't call it.
Well, Okay, so it is what it is, which is that we have confidentiality agreements regarding search committees, which were forwarded to me by Nia this afternoon. We're printed up by Tracy. We'll have them signed this evening. The resumes will be distributed this evening so we can meet in closed session. Anything involving old board members is not, that would require a vote, because that would be very out of the ordinary to include people who are not on the PNB at this point. Of course you can, Nia, of course. Please.
I kept raising my hand, and Lydia said part of what I was going to say, and then Serene raised the other part. I was the maker of the motion that said that the resumes and the audio should have gone to the current members, well, you guys, by Tuesday of last week. So I did not know that that wasn't done. And as far as I know, I might have been on another committee, but there was no bickering in that committee. As a matter of fact, we got along very well. I even got along with Alex.
I wasn't talking about the committee.
Oh, what committee were you talking
about?
Oh,
he meant us here,
okay.
Not you guys.
Then I take that back. I take that back.
Okay. You all got along fine.
Okay. I'm glad you guys could laugh. To the point where Alex even gave me a compliment. So you know, that's a wonderful thing. So, which is fine. But I'm saying, hello, Summer. Yeah, right? So now I'm in shock now. So now what do we do? You guys, and Shereen's absolutely right. You guys should have had these things. That's precisely why I made the motion. So it's organized, and people would have time to read them, study them, and then, you know, well, at least you're 80% there towards making a decision.
Read them without signing a confidentiality.
Okay, this is another thing. I was told by one person that you wanted the general confidentiality agreement, which was created by the personnel committee. As you guys know, I'm the former chair. And then someone else told me they want the confidentiality agreement for the EDCFO search. I sent out the EDCFO search confidentiality agreement. Now I'm here. That's the wrong one I sent. What do you want?
The general confidentiality.
I'm asking Ms. Chair.
I believe this just a standard confidentiality agreement. This is the one I think specific to your committee. And all due respect, I'm going through all of my email, except for, as we all know, that our email were blown up with other matters three straight days.
I can send
but I didn't receive
one.
Anything. I'm trying to say, Niaz, I wasn't aware that your committee had voted to distribute anything, and I understand all the vehemence, but nothing was communicated to me about audio or resumes or anything on Tuesday.
Well,
and
speak to my new friend,
and
Alex,
I delayed
right
coming
now.
To New York 2 days dealing with what I consider to be the internal witch hunt.
Okay.
And
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah. Just get us
I want to let John Crumb show. Yes, Janice, I'll come to you.
Although it may seem like we have been here for a month, it's only been 2 days. And as of 2 days ago, we were not seated. So until the time that we were seated, I don't think it would have been appropriate to give us documents to review or documents to sign. And there was a delay for whatever reason, but we were not able to be in a position. And that is the way it is now. So let's just. I'm doing that to clarify my take on the interpretation. We can go forward now. We have a method of going forward, and that would be the only direction we can go. So let's follow the procedure suggested.
I'm sorry, Nia, what were you asking?
Well, Dan moved the mic, so I guess he wanted me to finish. But can you hear me? Do you want the general confidentiality agreement?
Yes, if you could, please, Nia. That would be very helpful, and we'll simply print that one out because it'll apply to all situations. Thank you.
Okay. Just as kind of a process point, here are the confidentiality agreements for the search committee, which I just ran upstairs and printed out half an hour ago after Nia sent them to me. It appears that they're now garbage, because it is correct that you guys are not members of the search committee itself. You are members of the full board. So I believe what will happen next is that Nia will send me the regular confidentiality document, and I will run back upstairs to the business office and print up 22 of those and bring them back down, and we will all be able to sign them at the beginning of the closed session, and at that point we will distribute the resumes in and go over them together in preparation for the interviews tomorrow. I think I'm understanding that correctly. Part of the reason that I'm regurgitating it at the microphone is just to make sure that I'm understanding it correctly and that will work for everyone.
As long as there's no objection to that, that's what I hope.
If there is, let's rejigger it.
Maybe
that's the idea.
Janice?
I come from a history of improvisation. Is it impossible to take the line that has the wording that you've just described that's inappropriate, to scratch it out, initial that section, and then sign so that we have no more papers to reproduce, no more work that has to be done, and we can go off singing anything you'd like to sing that's towards progress?
You know, yeah, let me address that. Janice, it would be awesome. I would love to save this fragment of a tree, but it looks to me, at least on first glance, that I would have to cross out about 6 or 8 sentences and add 6 or 8 sentences. May not be doable.
If there's a clean standard confidentiality agreement, Nia, that you have, that would be easier. It'll cover us for future
generations. Yeah. Nia, if you could send the one the personnel committee approved, then maybe we can be 100% sure what the differences would be before we print. Send me a copy and maybe we can do what Janice is.
Send
me a copy.
Okay, well, throughout, though, it refers to search committee in every paragraph. So that means we'll have, but it's going to be, I would much prefer that we have a clean document for the entire board. The death of these 48 pieces of paper is unfortunate.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
This is of our legal counsel. Since the board has now been officially seated, there is a presumption of confidentiality, and perhaps that would be sufficient in this case?
I said that yesterday at least twice to the board. There is a strong preference to have it in writing. Let us simply get the right one while we get into closed session. They'll come back. Please, instead of talking about it for 10 minutes, please just email it. Please just print it. Please just sign it. Brian, you're next.
No, end it.
Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Second that.
God bless you. Okay, excellent. Is there any objection to adjourning public sessions that we can go straight into closed? Our confidentiality agreements will catch up with us momentarily. It'll take about 5 minute bathroom break.
The motion to adjourn is not debatable.
I think they brought water in. They brought in a whole tureen. Okay, are we good? Can we break from open? Okay, gentle members of the public, we're adjourned from open session for the evening. We're going to go into closed session for a little while.